Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The last time I had my IDs done were basically about 3 years ago. And if you've seen pictures of me from three years ago or more, then you realize that I weighed a lot more than I weigh now. Depending on the time, any 100 pounds or more, 40, 45, 50 kilos, kind of thing. With all the travel through Israel in the previous week, coming into Israel, I was flying El Al and then in Israel, we flew down to Elat and then we flew back. And each one of those trips involved dealing with the Israeli airport security. And I'm kind of funny, when I hand my ID to somebody now, I kind of just make the comment, yeah, I lost a bunch of weight. And a couple of times the Israeli security people asked me, like, okay, so do you have something else that's got a more recent picture of you that's an ID? Well, no, I don't really, because they were all done, two or three years ago. Now, a passport has a 10-year validity unless you get it when you're under 18. And different countries might have different rules, but the passports in the United States are good for 10 years. You can change quite a lot in 10 years, as far as what you look like. Driver's licenses are a little less, they don't last nearly as long. I think in Washington state they're 6 years. And I probably do need to update some form of identification, because even like my global entry card is from 2014. I've renewed it since then, but I don't think they took another picture. So here I am. I've got IDs that don't look like me at all anymore. I guess they do. And that's the thing. They say, yeah, that does look like you, but yeah, you've lost a bunch of weight. With all the pictures I post of, on the interwebs of like my jogging and that kind of thing, so you can kind of see from day to day, like even the face changes subtly, somebody had made the comment on, somewhere that had suggested that, yeah, even in the few year, even the few months since I've seen you been posting this stuff, there's some changes and that's another thing. It's actually like, cause if I look at the weight, over the last few months, it's gone up and down, but it's stayed pretty much in the same range. There's some stuff going on. I'm definitely jogging more than certainly I've ever done in my life. Even with all the travel, I mostly stay on plan as far as not eating things with sugars and grains and seed oils. From time to time I'll have something, but it's not an everyday thing. And I'm exercising too. So I probably have a little bit more wiggle room than I used to, but my IDs are, they look like me, but they don't look like me. So it's kind of funny, but getting my passport updated is an ordeal, and given the amount of international travel I do, actually being without my passport for an extended period of time might be problematic, at least right now. Driver's license, yeah, I could probably get, that might actually be a little bit easier to go get updated. Then that might be the one thing I can update. The other stuff. My Costco, my Costco credit card has a picture from 20 something years ago, and I probably look a little bit more like that than I look like anything else. But it's funny that, yeah, these things that, they're supposed to identify you don't necessarily, when you change, if you change fairly rapidly, that they may not look like you as much anymore. And so I don't know, that might be something we need to, at a I don't know there's a good way to solve that problem, but certainly if you're, you know, if your identification doesn't look like you, then maybe there should be some easy way to update it that's not costly and doesn't require, you know, I don't know, surrendering your the identification, because obviously if you get pulled over and you don't have your driver's license, that's a problem, right? Not that I get pulled over, but you know, it's one of those things you got to have. So yeah, there's probably, probably my driver's license I'll have to update, because that's the probably the least painful of the options that I have. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.